bless you, Jesus.
Bless you, Lord.
Bless his heart.
Not all. It's good to be here.
Amen.
We life and credit for them, and we can kin with our brethren and sisters.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good, have good fellowship.
Amen.
But I tell you what, I don't guess I've ever felt I sat in under any better preaching and any better spirit of the Lord than I did last week. I just growed in the spirit.
Good.
Them boys done some good preaching.
Amen.
And the demonstration.
Yeah.
The spirit of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I feel kind of little to try to say something tonight. I don't know what the Lord has in store for us, but I got a scripture on my mind.
That's the Lord.
And Brother Eric can tell you I'm about the oddest fella you ever seen again. Sometimes, I want to read you a little bit of scripture, but I ain't going to preach from this tonight, but sometimes I get something on my mind, and I'll read it, and then I'll go back, and I'll read that from time after time again, and go a different route. And this passage of scripture that I'm fixing to read to us tonight, I got in the habit of reading it and then turning over them boys, letting them preach from it. But they knew where I was going. They knew what I was going to read. In 2nd chapter of Philippians, 2 verses. If there be, therefore, any consolation in Christ, if any comfort of love, if any fellowship of the Spirit, if any vows of mercy, fulfill ye my joy, that ye be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, of one mind. Yeah. I like that.
Amen.
And I preached on that for about, Lord, I don't know how long. But Eric and Brian, and they preached on it too after I read it. But I said that to say this. I'm going back to the same scripture that I preached from Sunday morning. It's been on my mind, and I don't want to get away from it. I'll stick with it until the Lord says it's enough.
Amen.
But I love the word tonight.
Amen. Amen.
In Hebrews 11th chapter and the 6th verse. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm glad for that tonight because he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Now, last week I went to Abraham, which we won't go there, but there's another story. There's so many stories. This book contains so many wonderful, wonderful, wonderful stories. But there is a place in the Bible that all day, every time I would think of he is a rewarder, this would come to me, so I'm going to read it to you. In the 10th chapter of Mark, 45th verse. And they came to Jericho, and as he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great number of people, blind, Bartimaeus, the son of Timotheus, sat by the waste highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of David, have on me.
Yeah.
And so, I sought him that he should hold his peace. Mm-hmm. But he cried the more, a great deal.
Yeah.
Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Mm-hmm. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called.
Yeah.
And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort. Arise, he's calling for thee.
Yeah.
And he cast aside his garments, a robe, and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, what will thou that I should do unto thee? Mm-hmm. The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. Mm-hmm. Jesus said unto him, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. Mm-hmm. And immediately he received his sight,
yeah,
and followed him in the way.
Amen.
Tonight the Bible said, I without faith, it is impossible to please
Amen.
Him. Them that yeah. cometh to him, I must believe. And yep. he is. Yep. I believe that this blind man knows. I that it was Jesus I from heaven. I that was coming by tonight, and he knew that he would ask and get humble enough. He had enough faith that something would be done. Now, I want you to know tonight that Jesus said, I like this. He stopped and he stood still. And he commanded him to be called. I don't know which disciple called him. But what an honor to stand and call the man and say to him, be of good comfort. He's calling for you. Listen, and he arose and went to Jesus. Now I want to tell you tonight that there are so many stories in the Word of God. Great stories. True stories. I believe with all of my heart. But the greatest story that I know anything about is personal. There was one day, nearly 50 years ago, that there was a man that hear the call come ringing from the pores of glory. Arise and go towards the south. This man from Dayton, Ohio, he arose and he set forth and he come to Lexington, Tennessee to tell me about Jesus. Now, brother, I didn't know. I knew that there was a Lord. I knew and I believed that there was a Jesus. This man down at the over in the county fairground, he began to preach the word and told me of the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believed in him. But just a small measure of faith. I just enough to believe that he would save me.
Yeah.
If I call him, I talked to this man, that this blind man talked to, this man, that stood still, and commended him. Listen, I got acquainted with him. Did you get acquainted? I got acquainted with him. I found him at an altar of prayer. I went with small measure of faith. I didn't know what was in my way, but I knew that I was saved. Whenever I prayed, I met the Lord at an altar of prayer. And whenever He forgave me, I fell back the clutches of sin, the weight of the world, I lifted off of my shoulder. I was saved. Born again. When I set my aim, I wanted to go to heaven. As a storm of love, I would rage. Some was worse than other. As a storm rage, I could still find him at an altar of prayer.
Amen.
Listen.
Thank you, Lord.
And today this man, I called Jesus. He was a rewarder. Whatever he forgave me. There in that little bank that night. And he said, "For I've released on a many storm of life that I have went through." Listen, and he was there all the way. The same Jesus. Listen tonight. I know tonight. A storm to rage it. You went through many things. I seemed like you just didn't know what you were going to do next.
Amen.
You can find this man.
Yeah.
At an altar of prayer. You don't have to make an appointment. You don't have to call somebody somewhere. Listen, it's good. I have people are praying. But listen, whenever I need somebody, I need tears. Whenever I need somebody, I didn't notice my heart. I can find him at an altar of prayer.
Amen.
My.
Thank you, Lord.
And he already knows my heart.
Yeah.
He knows what I'm going through.
Yep.
Listen.
Yep.
I maybe passed by the hospital bed. Maybe I'm in a coma. It's all right if you call. The preacher to come and pray. But I'm here to tell you tonight. This man, even though I can't speak, I don't know what's going on. I'd rather find live true and faithful and seek in him and know he's a rewarder. He is already there.
Yeah. Amen.
He already knows my problem.
Yeah.
He already knows that the storms is raging. Whenever you're sitting, listen, and seem like there is no hope. You can call on this man and you can find him at an altar of prayer.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
You don't have to be slidden under the altar. Oh, listen.
Come on.
Sometimes I can't even lift the water eyes to heaven. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I look and say, "Lord, I need help." He already knows I need help. Brother, listen. And all the world come against me. Listen, they can't separate him from me.
Yeah, amen.
Listen, he is a rewarder.
Yeah,
boy, don't you know this old boy? I that was blind. He saw that. I was seeing Jesus. I listened. He knew that he was the King of Kings. He knew that he was Jesus of Nazareth. He had faith. I don't believe that. I was a rewarder. Listen, I will a heart feel of love and mercy. He forgive me of my stinking sin. When I come short of the glory of God, he's still there. And he's still forgiving me when I come short and undone. Listen, the devil would like to kill me and you. But listen, one little faith that we can muster just to believe, just stay close to the cross. Listen, you can find Jesus at an altar of prayer. You may be going down the road. Listen, whenever you whisper to Jesus, then he will whisper a sweet peace to you.
Thank you.
My. He stopped and stood still. Boy, one day, I don't know what was going on, but I was lost in the clutches of sin, and going down a broad road towards eternal judgment bars of God, lost. But listen, Jesus called on a man of God and said, "Go yonder and tell him that I love him." Listen, and I'm knocking at his heart's door. If he'll open the door, he said, "I will come in."
Amen.
Is that not what it said?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
I don't know what that man thought about when he left Dayton, Ohio. Lord, you know, I've been fortunate enough for the Lord to call on me. My, what a joy. I've called on him so much. when the storm would rise, I was raging out of control, and I found him at an altar of prayer. But every once in a while, every now and then, he would speak to me and want me to go somewhere.
Yeah. Amen.
He's never spoke to me and didn't go with me.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
I've seen results.
Yeah.
Listen, don't you know that old boy? I don't know which one it was, Peter, James, or John, I don't know. What an honor. Mm-hmm. Hey, brother, arise. He's calling for you.
Amen.
And he arose, cast away his garments of sin. I don't know what he was, but he come to Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus wants to hear from you. He wants to hear your problem. He said, what can I do for you? He already knew that he wanted to receive his sight.
Amen.
But he needed to tell him.
Amen.
He said, what can I do for you? He said, Lord, that I might receive my sight.
Mm-hmm.
He said, thy faith has made thee whole, go thy way.
Yeah.
Now listen, you'll find
blessing
at an altar of prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, listen. When my heart was heavy with the burdens of the world, no one to turn to, I know that my brothers, my friends, how they would pray with me. I'd probably give me the life down there. But they keep going here and make everything all right. I like my Savior. I know that He is. The Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. I know that. And I know that He's a great rewarder. I recall after 40 years of carrying the Word of God, He has never let me down.
Yeah. Amen.
He's never forsaken.
Amen.
And He gets sweeter every day.
Yeah.
Listen.
Thank you, Lord.
And there'll come a day. That will slip out of this world.
Yeah.
Go to a long home.
Yeah.
Where we're going. Is He a rewarder? He said. He told Thomas, he said, I'm going away now. Mm-hmm. And where I go, he said, boy, you just can't come right now. But you can come later. I'm going away to prepare a place for you.
Yeah.
And if I go, I'll come again.
Yeah.
Now, if it hadn't been so, I would have told you. And I believe with that, with all of my heart, that our Savior, I told us the truth.
Yeah, amen.
To them that diligently seek Him.
Yeah, right.
Surely, we're diligently seeking Him. Or you wouldn't have made the effort to go out to the house of God. Because you know where you're going to study, to hear the Word of God, to hear news from a far country. Brother, listen, I'm glad that we can hear from a far country.
Amen.
Listen, He is I believe He is. I believe He is the King of Kings.
Amen.
Now waiting. Till He hears news from the Father, son, I go get my church, that's endeared, and made it all the way home.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Boy, you talk about gravity you want to turn loose.
Amen.
We're going to take care of life.
Yeah.
Listen. We're not going to stop the clowns.
Right, brother.
Going on. You talk about a homecoming. You talk about a gathering. I want to be there, don't you,
friend?
Amen. I want to be there.
Yeah.
But now, when you face tomorrow, next week, you go out and the world tries to paint you a pretty picture, and just remember, somebody giving you a problem, remember, Jesus, you'll find Him. At an altar of prayer.
Amen.
At an altar of prayer.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's His heart.
When it comes my land of time for leaving,
uh-huh.
There ain't no use of grieving.
Right.
have a celebration.
Bless him.
I'll be mad with Jesus.
Bless him.
Preacher, so much I don't understand.
Well, there's a whole lot I don't understand. One thing I do know.
Bless him, Lord.
He is a rewarder.
Amen.
Because he's always come through for me.
Yeah.
Always come through for me when I felt like there wasn't no way. He would make a way.
Amen.
When I thought everybody was mad at me, and it was just cured, I didn't care. Brother, listen, I at an altar of prayer, I found somebody that would care.
Amen.
And would come to me.
That's right.
He just a whisper.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Listen. Your heart is heavy. Your heart is heavy and you feel so cold and indifferent. You don't feel just like you ought to. Perhaps you feel a knock at the heart's door. It may be Jesus. He said, I'll stand at the door and I'll knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in.
Yeah.
You may not have very much faith. You'll start off with just a small measure of faith. Just a little. Just enough to get you by from one day to the next. But on the altar of prayer, you'll find Jesus.
Amen.
Right. Listen, where you're lost or undone, cold and indifferent, it don't make no difference. You'll find Him at an altar of prayer.
Amen.
Because He is a rewarder of them that seek Him.
Yeah.
I love the Lord tonight because He heard my voice.
Amen.
When I was in trouble, He heard my voice. Well, because He inclined His ear all the way from heaven.
Amen.
He heard my voice.
Yeah.
Listen, He come to me. And it don't take Him all day. It don't take Him all day. He just whisper away.
That's right. Amen.
That's good.
If you feel the Lord bidding you to come, I don't know, you just might have a storm in your life. I don't know. Sometimes I know I ain't done nothing. I can't find that I've done anything. But I just need to steal away somewhere and pray and ask the Lord, Lord, what can I do for You? You ever did that? You might be surprised at what He'd ask you to do. Lord, what can I do for You? You've helped me all these years. What can I do for You?
Amen.
Brother, good song.
Bless
Diane.